bless your fucking veins.
Yes?
That's real good.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stuff my fucking whore hole.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man.
Party in my pants.
Guy barked on my tits.
You get off on this, don't you?
I want to milk the chocolate out of your cup.
Oh, drop a load on me.
Get down and bite on my nubbin.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution dropping by O.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet turd.
Oh, man. Hey, Frank Stimenson with you. Back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great, great podcast for you. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's an extended show, so Sideshow Freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, maybe even more. Depends how chatty I am today. I'm kind of upset today, honestly. I feel like I'm getting in trouble a lot. This fucking YouTube is gonna be the end of me. I was banned. My account was pretty much shut down yesterday. All because of an innocent video. Now, look. On DVDA, I played a short clip of this crazy Asian woman over there in China, a world away, right? This video of a Chinese woman like hitting her infant with a pillow and smacking it and shit, and you know, it was like a 4-minute video. It was all over YouTube. Tons of different versions of this was available for you to watch. You type in, you know. Asian mom, 8-year-old infant beating, and just tons of results, and it was the same video. So, you know, it got me thinking after the show, why don't I remix it? Because the video was like 6 minutes long, there were a few pauses in between the beating, so I thought I'd tighten it up a bit. I want to save everyone some time. We don't want to sit through, you know, an Asian woman sitting on a bed with her infant, you know, for a minute before, you know, the beating, you know, continues. So I thought I'd tighten it up a bit and add some music to lighten the mood. And it did not go over well, I gotta say. Yeah, some of you freaks are a little too sensitive when it comes to infants. First of all, it was a Chinese baby over there in China. Second of all, it's not like I was beating the fucking kid. This video was all over YouTube. I just remixed it a bit. Furthermore, I'm 65% sure the infant was a girl. And you know how they treat girls over there in China? This bitch is lucky to be alive. All right. Now, mere minutes after I posted this video, several of you freaks voiced your concern, saying that you did not find that video entertaining, that I crossed some sort of line. Again, this video was already shot and filmed and widely available on YouTube, so I'm not crossing no lines. Not like I'm condoning it. I'm just pointing out how ridiculous it is when you add this music. It was the Bunny Crush music. The sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, da-da-da-da. And quite frankly, it did lighten the mood. Now, like I said, mere minutes after I posted the video, it was getting quite a few hits relatively quickly, and that's when YouTube stepped in and shut it down. Now, look. One of the reasons why I posted that video was because it was starting to get a lot of media attention, so I thought people searching for this video, this baby being beaten video, would find me, and I'd get lots of hits. It's all about the hits and the views. Well, someone, I don't know, many people probably complained, and YouTube, pulled the video and basically banned me, shut down my account for 2 weeks, they said. And it's because this was my second... This is my second incident with YouTube. The first one was that the Down Syndrome soap opera video I posted, Downsity or whatever. they did not find that funny either over there on YouTube. Now, this was not, like, a copyright infringement issue. This was, like, community guidelines. Like, some fucking uber-sensitive people said, I can't believe he's making fun of the retards! We gotta pull this video! So now I'm off YouTube for a while. Although, last night, I did appeal. Because there's an appeal process, right? Like, I'm in court all of a sudden. Like, I'm on trial. I would like an appeal of this decision. I didn't appeal the baby beating video because, you know what, they probably do have some sort of community guidelines where you're not allowed to upload videos of, like, abuse towards children. Can totally understand that. The only reason I posted it was because I found that video on YouTube. I thought it was okay. What do I know? I'm an idiot. So I appealed the Down syndrome thing because, you know, that was a funny video. And it was a parody. And it was just a voiceover. Come on, for Christ's sakes. And YouTube saw it my way. They reinstated that video. And I'm once again in good... I'm in kind of good standing with YouTube. I'm able to upload my videos again. So I posted another video of me reading some of my erotic poetry from a recent DVDA. If you want to check that out over at my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/DistortedViewShow. DistortedViewShow, all one word, is my username. Now, as for the 8-month-old infant being beaten to the tune of Sunshine Lollipops, you know, when I say it out loud, it does seem kind of insensitive. I may have gone too far this time. Yeah, a lot of people did not care for that video. A lot of people did, actually. A lot of nice comments on Facebook. But then there are some people who were just not finding the humor in it at all. I was on a mission at that point, though. Like, how dare YouTube pull this? I'm just going to post it on Vimeo. Well, Vimeo banned it as well. They went right ahead. It wasn't even processed before they banned it. You know, like, you couldn't even view it online before they took it down. So I found LiveLink, for some reason, is allowing this video. I posted it, a link to it on my Facebook page, and the first comment was, Tim, this is not funny at all. This is horrible. So I probably lost a few viewers there. But look, again, I'm just pointing out how absurd it is. You know, the happy-go-lucky, jolly music paired with that horrible... Asian mother. And I'm really bringing attention to the video. And I think it's important, you know. I'm not condoning child abuse at all. I'm just saying, like, this video is out there, so something should be done. And apparently that something is to create super fun, happy remixes. No, you guys understand what I'm doing, right? I'm not a monster. I am a monster. Okay. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. Enough of this nonsense. This is a silly bit where I find real erotic stories. These are sex stories found on the internet. These were written by people trying to get you off. Unfortunately, they miss the mark in any one of numerous ways, right? It could just be poorly written. It could just be disgusting or stupid or weird, whatever. Doesn't matter. I picked the worst of the worst and present it to you in a segment we call Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
All right, here we go. Ladies, prepare to get wet by the hands of Tim. I guess in this case, the voice of Tim is going to get you all slicked up. Guys, you too. All right, here we go. I don't know what the hell. The name of this story is Ant and the Aliens. It was a cold, dark night. The moon was full. Antony, A-N-T-O-N-E-E-E. That's three E's at the end of her name. I've never seen that before. All right. Antony, yes. That was her name. That is long. Everyone else called her Ant, or Anto for short, was in bed. She was sleeping. She had a dream about a dog entering her uterus through her anus. Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday, freaks. She felt an orgasm shank her body. That sounds painful. Being shanked by an orgasm. Then suddenly she heard a tapping at the window. She looked out. That's out, spelled badly. O-O-O-U-T. It was night. She didn't see much of anything out there, so she went back to sleep. Then she felt something squiggling around in her brain. It was squirreling and squirming around in its brain, just torturing her. She couldn't sleep. It was eating her brain, or so she thought. She didn't realize what was actually happening was a demon sent from hell was there to torture her for the last few hours she had remaining. Then she awoke an hour later. She noticed there were maggots in her teeth. She tapped her head, but found that it was hollow and shallow, too. She gave it a resounding thwack with a hammer. Pus leaked out of her wound. This is a very sexy story, guys. I hope you're all starting to jack. All right. So pus leaked out of her wound and blood, too. She felt the creature crawling on her forehead, so she smashed it with a hammer. This time her skull actually split open. The creature was a crack-shaped. I don't know what that means. She pulled her wood apart, maybe wound, and it revealed some more creatures. They got out. Then it got into her mouth. She couldn't breathe for a moment, and it went down her gullet. It's rare a creature could survive under highly acidic conditions, so it easily went down her stomach. Okay, she felt drained for a second, then it sliced its way out of her stomach, only much larger. Someone watched Aliens. Alright, or Alien. Having consumed a large quantity of her stomach content, it left a large hole in her stomach wall. Isn't she dead by now? She began digesting herself and feeling agony as she had not felt before. Then another creature that was shaped like a centipede came and sprawled itself in her pancreas. It went down her intestine and came out of her anus. She felt a strong sensation of fear. Yeah! There's a fucking monster coming out of your anus! A centipede monster! And you've got a giant hole in your stomach where a creature burrowed its way out! Not to mention pus coming from your head wound. Alright, it's a little frightening. Alright, as it was squiggling its claws out of her poop hole, Anto was now beginning to be overrun from ants. She could not stop it, and crying and moaning and screaming, but her parents were not home. Like they could do anything. Killing a gigantic centipede monster crawling its way out of its anus, or her anus. Alright, she felt extreme pain. She grabbed some rubbing alcohol, yeah, that'll do it, from the refrigerator and poured it all over her stinging cuts. The insects had been sterilized, except the ones that were lurking deep inside of her chest cavity, making their way to her heart and subsiding off the blood she had flowing. She was warm and yummy and provided plenty of delicious nutrients. She let out, like, every fourth word is misspelled, so you're going to have to bear with me here. Sorry if I sound like a you know, 5-year-old reading. It's hard to figure out what this guy's trying to say. She let out a scream as the alcohol covered her body, but sure enough, her pain began to subside gradually, replaced by a numbness and a deadness of her extremities. She felt terrible, with a capital T, and began to wretchedly and dejectedly vomit all over the place. She now heard a tapping on her window. Oh, for fuck's sake, what next, she thought, I'm guessing. She looked around and saw the moon shining brightly, but no stars at all visible. It was as if the sky was black except the peephole of a sadistic voyeur. God, watching her in agony. There was a rainbow over the moon, and it was a rainbow of doom. The man in the moon grinned sinisterly at her through the distant silhouette. Civilization was miles from here, and she was living on the outskirts of town. All right, here we go. She had grown up a molested bastard. All right, little backstory about this chick. Molested bastard. Her existence was unknown to anyone outside of her house. She lived defecated. Well, she had lived, defecated, urinated in the same closet for 12 years. Very stinky. I hope she doesn't have carpet, because it absorbs all that stink. You can't get that smell out. All right, her father was an upright, God-fearing man who swore that he saw the devil in her. He was right, actually. No one had ever talked to her entire life, and as a consequence, she was almost mute. Nell, tay in the way! Centipede in my anus! Chicka chicka pay pay! All right, and had no concept of language. Nor did she have much concept of anything. She was almost as frail as a skeleton, with her bed being... Maybe she's better off dead, you know what I mean? All right. The literal excrement of her existence. Okay, sure. Her father didn't believe in running water because the nigger lovers were poisoning their mind with it and making you weak. I'm guessing nigger lovers are educated people in this story. The niggers are in the White Office now. Not the White House. The White Office. What next is going to happen? Niggers in the White House. Centipedes crawling out of my daughter's anus. All right. It's a topsy-turvy world. All right. Those dark brown shit people should be sent back to the fucking shit country from which they came. All of those stupid niggers stealing shit people had worked hard to afford. This father began to rape her. She screamed. Finally, she looked at the sky again. Wait, is the father there now? What? And really, I'm sorry. I would not want to have sex with someone who had maggots in her teeth and bugs crawling, like big giant bugs coming out of her butthole and stuff like that. Rape someone else. There's a whole world out there. All right, finally, she looked at the sky again. There were aliens right outside her window. Then they had foot-long dicks. They wanted to kill her and rape her and eat her alive. They were coming. She screamed for a second. Then they crashed through her window. Then she saw they were nigger aliens. Really? Nigger aliens. Okay. All right, yes. She discovered they were nigger aliens. I love that this guy is... The guy who's writing this erotic story is racist. They thought she was a piece of fried chicken. So they wanted to taste her flesh. She screamed again very loudly like a fucking bitch and ran downstairs. She was covered with alcohol. Then she tripped and fell on a stove. Oh no! The stove was on, and it lit her into flames. She was screaming. Now she really is going to be like, you know, fried. Maybe she'll taste like fried chicken to the aliens. I'm sorry, the nigger aliens. She was covered with alcohol. She tripped and fell on the stove. The stove was lit. And it lit her in flames. She was screaming more than ever now. The nigger aliens jacked off on her and put out the fire. I think this is the same guy who wrote the story about being a fireman putting out anus fires with his cum or something last week. Remember? Because that sounds like something that guy would write, right? The niggers jacked off on her and put the fire out. Then, a little crossover, Sextastic Tuesday story. Then the bugs inside of her, which were alien, took control of her. They entered her nervous system and controlled her like a puppet. She watched her last few hours being fucked by 10-foot nigger dicks and skewered and roasted over the fireplace with a sense of horror. But she finally felt a kind of calm at knowing that she was finally going to die and not feel any pain anymore. Then she died. And the niggers ate her. Tastes like chicken, like they said. And they went to a KFC after that and killed all the people there and fucked them too. The end. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for May 15th, 2012. Stories like that is why Sextastic Tuesday exists. In case you were wondering. Sextastic Tuesday is brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. They've got over 20,000 adult entertainment products. We're talking lube and condoms, you know, the necessities. And then bonuses, right? Things to spice up your sessions, like pussy mouths, right? Masturbators, vibrators, stuff for guys, stuff for girls, blow-up dolls, fleshlights. Whips, chains, movies, all that sort of good stuff. For a limited time, you can get 50% off. Not 15, 50, 5-0. Half off just about any item. Here's what you do. Go to Adam and Eve. Pick out something you like. Maybe a costume for your girl. Or a blow-up doll because you don't have a girl. Or just, you know, a movie or something. Add it to your cart. During checkout, there's a little box for a promo code. Enter DV. As the coupon code, boom! You'll automatically see your savings. 50% off just about any item. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping, so you're not going to have to worry about any additional charges. You'll also get 3 free adult DVDs of your choice. You get to pick the movies now. And a mystery gift, all for using coupon code DV at AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Real quick, gotta mention this. Today is an extended program. You know, I talked about it a little at the top of the show. I said you'll be getting 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content if you're Sideshow Freaks. It could be more, though. Like, last week we did nearly a half hour. So you know, you're going to get at least 10 minutes. You might get upwards of half an hour of extra content just for signing up for the Sideshow. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. For that very low price, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been doing this daily since December 2004, and I've been doing the Sideshow since 2007. Well, actually, November 2006, right? You also get full access to all of the old extended shows, exclusive programs. Every week, we do bonus content and videos. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Just posted Monday's DVDA as well, which was an hour of visual stupidity. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we got a story from Australia here. Parents in Australia are outraged after their children were distributed explicit novelty chocolates at a school's Mother's Day function. Packets of chocolate shaped like penises, breasts, and asses, as well as others depicting couples having sex, were passed out in see-through bags at a PNC function held at Woodbury Public School. Cassandra Lacey, who has two sons at the school, said she was horrified to be handed a bag of the treats as she walked through the door. I had to do a double take, she was quoted as saying. Every single chocolate has to do with sex. This was in school, on the school grounds, and on school time. It's believed that the chocolates were left over from last year's PNC Mother's Day fundraiser, held as an adult-only girls' night out at a local venue. What? What does PNC mean? Is this like a school function? Like a school-sanctioned, you know, mother's night out? Just with the girls drinking, munching on penis chocolates? It's really weird. All I can tell you is that it has come to my attention, and yes, I've spoken to the principal and we'll be having a meeting on Monday, said President Jenny Gray. She's a PNC spokeswoman and school council president. A Department of Education and Community spokesman insisted that the school administration was not aware beforehand of the explicit nature of the handouts. The school says the gifts were prepared by parents for parents, and the school had no knowledge of them until some of the mothers complained. Oh, I see. So maybe it was like what do they call the PTA, like a parent-teacher group type thing where the parents all have to, you know, make something like it's a potluck or something like that. And one mother thought it would be funny to distribute penis chocolates. Parents also had no idea before the event, which even grandmothers were invited to attend, that saucy confectionery. How do you say that? Confectionery. Confections would be distributed. Moms, grandmas, aunties, you're invited to our Mother's Day afternoon tea. An entry on the school's Facebook page read last Wednesday. Come have afternoon tea with your children and suck down some penis chocolates. Another woman who attended Friday's function said she watched on absolutely disgusted as children were given the chocolates. My 9-year-old grandson gave the Ziploc bag to me, put it in my lap, and said to me, "You've got a Willy in there, Nanny," she said. Then another came up to her and said, "Hey, what's this?" She had this brown chocolate shaped like a penis and was about to eat the top off of it. I told her she better go and talk to her mother. So there you go. That's what's happening in Australia today. Next up, talk about first world problems. Jesus Christ. Chloe Sevigny, you know the actress Chloe Sevigny, I think I'm pronouncing that last name right, cried every day when she found out that she had to wear a fake penis in her new TV series. Oh no! The actress plays Mia, or Maya, probably Mia, a pre-op transgender hitman. Really? That's ridiculous. In Hit and Miss, and had to wear the prosthetic genitalia, which she admits she found very upsetting because she was worried men would no longer find her attractive. You're a fucking actress on a TV show. You're making millions of dollars. Fucking strap that penis on, waddle around like a tranny, and shut the fuck up. She said, "I cried every day when they put it on. You know, I'm ample-chested, and I have this on. I felt very exposed, and it was hard. It was very hard having people so close to your personal parts. Anyway, you know, who you're not sleeping with for an hour and a half God, the pain. Oh, this is an actual quote, by the way. Then, looking in the mirror, it was so weird. I was lonely, and I felt really unattractive. I was confused. I was confused about my desirability. Was I desirable? And having put that on, and having men see me with that on. Jesus effing Christ, what a narcissist. You mean to tell me you can't look ugly for 5 seconds on screen, on TV? People know you're playing a part, for Christ's sakes. We really, you know, we don't really think you're a tranny, Chloe. Calm down. You're not that hot to begin with. Jesus effing Christ. Ridiculous. Really ridiculous. There's a whole news story about how some actress felt self-conscious about putting a penis on herself. Strap on. All right, so there you go. That's it. That's the whole news story. That's why it exists. Just, you know, to let everyone know, Chloe felt a little uncomfortable putting a strap on when she agreed to play a tranny. Yikes. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yeah, it's a short one. I need your help. Do you guys think this story is bullshit? Because I'm getting a whiff of something. A little scent, and it might be bullshit. $500,000 in stolen pathology equipment may have hazardous materials. Whoever stole some discarded equipment from outside a pathology lab may have gotten more than he or she bargained for. Orlando police say the equipment, worth about $500,000, why was it outside of a lab? Were you throwing it away? It was discarded, right? And it, why would you discard something worth $500,000? Clean it up and eBay it. All right. Orlando police say the equipment worth about $500,000 is contaminated with a substance that could eat away at human skin. Now, when I first read this, my immediate thought was, oh, they're just trying to get their equipment back. So they're going to scare the person into returning this pathology equipment. Like, oh my God, they're going to return it screaming, what do I got? Clean off my skin, fix me. I feel it burning and eating at my skin. Do you think this equipment could really have that substance, bacteria, whatever, this flesh-eating bacteria? Or maybe that's why they're throwing it away, because it's contaminated. I have a hard time believing they can't fucking sterilize it, but whatever. A pickup hauling a trailer pulled up to a Florida hospital center for diagnostic pathology on May 3rd and took the equipment from an enclosed area near a large garbage bin. The theft was not reported. It was a garbage bin. They were throwing it away. The theft was not reported until Friday, said St. Vince Ogburn, okay, a police spokesman. His name is St. Oh, probably Sergeant, huh? Isn't Sergeant supposed to be SGT, not ST? ST is Saint. Unless there's another abbreviation I'm not familiar with, like state trooper or something. I don't know. All right, so there you go. That, my friends. Wow. Every day on the show, I showcase how little I know, how big of a dumbass I really am. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, speak to me loudly and clearly.
Hey, Timothy, it's Stankonia. Man, I was just wondering if you'd be able to just give me some words of encouragement. I recently broke up with my girlfriend, and I'm listening to some porn clips, and they sound like her, and it's kind of making me nostalgic and kind of blue. So, I don't know, if you could just give me, you know...
Here's what you do. If you notice that the porn you're watching sounds a lot like your girlfriend, a lot of media players now have an option to slow down the audio or speed up the audio. Slow it down. It won't sound anything like your girlfriend anymore. Take a listen.
Yeah? You're gonna fuck me, huh? You're gonna put that big dick inside my twat, huh? Slide that rod, the big fucking flesh meat in between my thighs and fuck me hard, yeah?
Kind of sounds like a victim of a rape interviewed on the local news. You know, like when they change your voice around. Okay. Very sexy. Okay, thank you. There's a suggestion for you. Hopefully that'll help you get over that. Next up.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's White Sword. So I'm listening to the fourth show, and the guy called in wanting to know who's celebrity that listens to your show.
I don't know. I got about 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. Does that make me a YouTube celebrity? I don't know.
I know
for a fact that Simon and Lewis from the Yogscast listen to your show because they do quotes from you. Simon has done the devil voice and has, I've heard him say, "Jugoo-boo," and all that other kind of goofy stuff you say, buddy.
Yeah, I saw a video on YouTube, I think they did, and they mentioned Distorted View.
I don't know if that's calling them out, but I know that they listen to your show, and every once in a while they'll drop your name. They'll just say, "Oh, you got that from that Timmy Boo." So that's who I know.
Cool.
Like, I guess YouTube famous or whatever.
Many, many celebrities listen to DV.
Dennis is a long-time Sideshow member, and I'm going to tell you right now that I will cancel my fucking membership if you support a Data Remember in any aspect, because that is the worst goddamn band in the entire fucking world. They're only liked by 14-year-old weirdos with shitty hair and girl pants, and their fucking bass player is a pedophile, and they are awful.
Well, maybe that's who the listener is.
And that guy is a cocky bitch calling in this podcast like he knows a fucking thing about this culture. Dudes should kill themselves and go the fuck away, because they're not going to exist in 5 years. And I am not fucking around, Jim. If you fucking pay any more homage to this band, I will cancel my goddamn membership to the Sideshow and never.
This guy takes music very seriously.
The podcast again, and you know you want my money.
I do.
Want these fucking guys liking your podcast.
I've not played any music. Come on.
Jigoo, Timmy Boo. It is Lord Powerbetting here.
Hello.
earlier today, I was playing 3D dodgeball, which is a dodgeball on trampolines. And there was a team called Team YOLO. Now, if you're not aware, YOLO is means you only live once. They probably were the same as Drake. You know, yeah, all right, and not out there, but whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to ramble already. Point is, YOLO is stupid.
Yeah.
Anybody who says
sounds
it
stupid.
Is stupid. So I suggest you go to Ukraine. Ting! You know, the famous Ting.
Okay, that works too.
It makes a ting stand for there is no God. Just might enjoy
like
that. So you do.
Very good. Very creative.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Numeric. I just finished listening to your weekend show, the Drinko de Mayo one. Anyway, I heard you had another male gooner. I was wondering, do you ever look for the female gooners? I remember you having some back in the day, but I haven't heard any in...
Oh, I don't know. Are there female gooners? Guy seems to recall a female gooner being featured on the show, but I don't know.
Yeah, Tim, Tone Deaf One.
Yes?
I was watching one of your shows, and I don't know if it's just the angle, but it looks like one of your eyes is like a little off-center. Do you have one little crazy eye, and I never noticed that before? Or
I don't know.
Is it just me?
Well, how can you really... I'm sitting at an angle, first of all. But you're probably right. I'm all messed up. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it okay? Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.